Hiya folks, welcome to another spellbinding episode of the Fia's Trivia Podcast. Now, as a kid, I used to love watching magic shows. It was like a golden ticket to a realm where the impossible became possible. In those days, Kelal was very popular and his show was called Kelal and his Maya Jal. And I was fascinated and awed by the wonderful, unbelievable magic tricks. My eyes widened with each flick of the magic wand. Every mysterious disappearance and the artful sleight of hand left me utterly spellbound. From pulling rabbits out of hats to escaping seemingly inescapable predicaments, these magical moments etched an indelible mark on my childhood, igniting a lifelong fascination with magic. Today, we are unlocking the secrets of a legendary wizard of the past, the one and only Harry Houdini. Back in the early 1900s, it was a time when smartphones were just a dream and people found entertainment in live performances. Now, enter Harry Houdini, a guy who took the stage by storm, dazzling crowds with mind-bending tricks and jaw-dropping escapes. Think of him like the superhero of the magic world. But hold on, who was this Houdini dude? And why does he still have us scratching our heads in amazement today? Well, buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey through Houdini's life, where magic meets mystery and ordinary turns extraordinary. Get ready to be amazed as we unlock the secrets of Houdini's magic world. As a kid, Houdini was like any of us, curious, full of energy, and maybe a bit mischievous. One day, young Harry stumbled upon a magic shop, and it was like finding a treasure chest filled with wonder. His eyes widened as he saw tricks that defied the laws of nature. And that's when the spark ignited, and Houdini decided he was going to be more than just a spectator. He was going to be the star of the show. From making coins disappear to mastering card tricks, Houdini practiced day and night. Picture him as a magical apprentice, brewing up spells in his very own Hogwarts of illusion. And just like Harry Potter had his wand, Houdini had his magical toolkit, ready to astonish anyone who dared to watch. But the real magic happened when Houdini stepped into the spotlight. The stage was his playground, and the audience was about to witness the birth of a legend. So there you have it, the humble beginnings of a magician who would soon become the king of escape acts and the master of mesmerizing illusions. Fasten your seatbelts, young wizards and witches, because now we are diving into Houdini's bag of daring tricks, escapology. Imagine this, Houdini, decked out in a snazzy suit and a mischievous grin, standing in front of a massive crowd. What's he about to do? Oh, just escape from the impossible. Let's talk about one of his most jaw-dropping acts, the Chinese water torture cell. Picture a giant water-filled tank, and Houdini gets shackled and lowered into it upside down. Upside down. Now your mind might be doing somersaults, thinking, how on earth did he get out of that one? Well, get ready for the big reveal later. And then there's the milk can escape. Sounds harmless, right? Wrong. Houdini would get locked inside a milk can filled with water, and within seconds he'll pop out, completely dry. It's like turning a rainy day into sunshine in the blink of an eye. But why did Houdini do these mind-boggling escapes? It wasn't just for the thrill, although that was a part of it. Houdini wanted to show the world that anything is possible with a dash of courage and a sprinkle of magic. He turned danger into a spectacle, making audiences gasp, cheer, and wonder how he pulled off such miraculous feats. Now let's talk about Houdini's daring mission to uncover the truth behind the mysterious world of spiritualism. The early 1900s was a time when people were captivated by seances. A seance is a gathering where people meet to make contact with the dead. It was like the world had caught a case of ghost fever. Houdini, ever the skeptic, wasn't one to believe in things without a good old dash of evidence. So he set out on a mission to expose the tricks behind the spiritualist craze. During seances, some people called mediums claimed to connect with the spirit realm, communicating with the dead. But Houdini smelled something fishy. He attended seances in disguise, ready to catch those tricky mediums in the act. And catch them, he did. Houdini revealed the sneaky techniques used by these spiritualists to deceive the public. From hidden trapdoors to secret codes, he exposed the smoke and mirrors behind what seemed like ghostly encounters. And why did Houdini embark on this mission? He wasn't just exposing these people for fun. He believed in truth and honesty. He wanted people to know that magic was for entertainment, not a tool to prey on vulnerable emotions. His battle against spiritual deception turned him into a superhero of skepticism, fighting for reason in a world filled with mystical illusions. Fast forward to today, magical enthusiasts. Houdini may have left the stage, but his legacy continues to echo through the halls of magic, leaving behind a trail of wonder and amazement. You may see many modern-day magicians decked out in a stylish suit, pulling off a mind-bending illusion. But those magicians are likely standing on the shoulders of the magical giant himself, Harry Houdini. Houdini's impact on the world of magic is like the magic wand that keeps on casting spells generations after generations. So why is Houdini still a big deal? Well, for starters, he redefined what it meant to be a magician. He turned magic into a heart-pounding spectacle, blending danger, excitement, and a touch of the extraordinary. Magicians today owe a debt of gratitude to Houdini for transforming their craft into a mesmerizing art form. But it's not just about the tricks and escapes. Houdini's legacy goes beyond the stage. He was a trailblazer, breaking barriers and proving that with grit and determination, anyone can defy the odds. He wasn't just an escape artist. He was a symbol of resilience and the belief that just like escaping from chains, we can break free from our own limitations. Houdini's name isn't just written in history books. It's etched in the magic wand of time, casting inspiration on future illusionists and dreamers. So, as we explore the magic of Houdini, remember that his legacy isn't just about what happened back then. It's about the magic that continues to happen now and forever. All right, magic seekers, gather around as we pull back the mystical curtain and peek into the enchanted realm of Houdini's secrets. Imagine you're backstage at a magic show. Houdini, with his charismatic grin, is preparing for an astonishing performance. Now, we are not here to spoil the magic, but let's demystify a bit, shall we? Houdini, the ultimate showman, understood that knowing the secrets added a layer of awe. It's not just about the how, but the wow factor of witnessing the impossible. So consider this our backstage pass as we unravel the mystery behind Houdini's illusions, sprinkling a bit of enchantment on the secrets that kept audiences spellbound. Now take the Chinese water torture cell, for instance. The heart-stopping upside-down escape. Ever wonder how he survived without turning into a human fish? Well, Houdini was a master of breath control. It's like when you challenge your friends to see who can hold their breath the longest. Except, Houdini took it to a whole new level. Underwater, upside down, and chained. Now let's talk about the milk can escape. How did he go from drowning in a can of water to popping out as dry as a desert? The trick was in the setup. Houdini ingeniously designed the can with hidden compartments, allowing him to slip out of sight while the audience gasped in disbelief. But here's the magic twist. Revealing the secrets doesn't make it any less mesmerizing. It's like learning how your favorite movie was made. The behind-the-scenes magic enhances the wonder. Did you know that Harry Houdini was not his real name? His name was Eric Weiss, and along with his family, he moved from Hungary to America when he was a child. When he started performing, he wanted a name that was unique and memorable for his career as a magician. Harry was a common name, and Houdini was inspired by the French magician Jean-Eugène Robert Houdin, whom Houdini admired a lot. Also, he wanted a stage name that sounded less foreign and more American. And Harry Houdini went on to become legendary in the world of magic and entertainment. And there you have it, fellow magic enthusiasts, the tale of Houdini, the master of mystery and the conjurer of courage. As we wrap this magical journey, let's reflect on the legacy of Harry Houdini. He wasn't just a guy who escaped chains and wowed crowds. He was a pioneer, a truth seeker, and a symbol of endless possibilities. Houdini's magic just wasn't about fooling the eyes. It was about capturing hearts and inspiring minds. His legacy is alive in every magician who pulls out a rabbit out of a hat or dares to dream beyond the ordinary. So as you go about your day, remember the magic words that Houdini whispered to the world. Believe in the impossible, challenge the unknown, and let the magic live on. Whether you're a budding magician, an aspiring dreamer, or just someone who loves a good tale, Houdini's spirit is there, urging you to break free from the chains of doubt and embrace the enchantment of the unknown. And with that, we bid adieu to the world of Houdini. Until next time, may your days be filled with a touch of magic and a sprinkle of the extraordinary.